We're talking about the Brexit bill at the moment, still being debated as we speak in the Commons. But we have plucked out of that debate another Labour MP, Chris Leslie, who joins us. Good evening, Chris.
Hi, hello.
Thanks for joining us. So how are you going to vote?
Well, I think it is very difficult to ignore the outcome of the referendum. Ultimately, Parliament, we all voted to give that decision to the people. So I don't think I can oppose the bill. However, I feel that voting for it would be to endorse Theresa May's pretty harsh Brexit plan. And so I just can't bring myself to vote in favour of it. So I'm going to stay out of the second reading vote. And then I'm going to try and improve the bill by putting down the amendments that I think will pull the Prime Minister away from that hard Brexit.
Right. So abstaining, is that technically breaking the three-line whip or not?
It would be, yeah. But I just disagree with our leadership in the Labour Party on this one. I just think most of my constituents in Nottingham East voted to remain, but not just for that reason. I think that it's okay to respect the referendum result, but you don't have to enthusiastically head towards the same path that the Conservative Prime Minister is running down. And I think we need to, in the Labour Party, to put up a bit more fight to salvage those bits of...
I mean, you could put up a lot more fight, couldn't you? Yeah. I mean, abstaining isn't really putting up much of a fight. I mean, the Lib Dems and the SNP are battling to reverse the decision.
Well, except don't forget there is that thing of the referendum. And I think, I voted for the referendum and it would be quite hypocritical of me to then, I think, say I didn't like the outcome. So I'm,
right. Well, then you should vote in favour of it.
Well, except I don't believe in handing all of that power entirely to this particular Prime Minister who's already set off on a bad timetable. She's already thrown in the towel on the single market. And I think to vote for her plan would be the wrong thing for the country. So that is where I'm going to put a lot of work. I've already tabled 66 different amendments.
66?
I know it could be more. And I know you're thinking only 66, you're thinking.
What
but
on
when
earth?
You think about it, all of the issues that are to come up about trade, single market, common travel area in Northern Ireland, transitional arrangements, there's a myriad of different things. And we've got to debate those.
Now, some people are going to hear that and they're saying, no, you're just trying to delay things, aren't you? 66 amendments. You're not going to have time to do all of that, of course, and they won't actually happen. But is this part of a kind of mechanism for just trying to slow everything down?
No. I mean, this is vital. This is like the most important piece of legislation in a generation, because it's more important than for those who can remember, the Maastricht Bill or the Amsterdam Treaty or the Lisbon Treaty, all wrapped into one and multiplied by a fact that this is the UK withdrawing from the European Union. And it was the Supreme Court that told Parliament, do your duty, do your job, look through this. And, don't forget, there was only one decision made in that referendum ballot paper to leave or remain. All the other aspects, it should be for Parliament to decide and to steer, not just to give it all back to the Prime Minister, whose judgment I don't really believe in this one.
But how are you going to change anything? Because you haven't as yet secured a vote on the actual plan. This is just Article 50, which we all know is going to be rubber stamped. It will go ahead. And then really, how can you affect anything else?
Well, as you know, for a bill to become law, it doesn't just go through this in-principle vote at the beginning. There's something called the committee stage. Unfortunately, we've only been given 3 days. Maastricht Treaty had 23 days. And that's the point at which we can add things into the bill. We can give the government a steer. That's our job.
It's only a couple of paragraphs. What would you like to have added in?
Well, I would like us
not
to
all 66, obviously.
Well, first of all, I would like to salvage what we can from membership of the single market. I'd like to make sure that we have tariff-free trade. I'd like to make sure we have a new treaty with Europe rather than fall back off that cliff and onto World Trade Organization rules. I'd want to make sure that we have rights for EU citizens. I personally don't think we should trigger the process until after the German election, so we've got a better negotiating hand. There's lots of things that I think we need to put into this.
But
bill.
Realistically, do you think you're going to achieve any of those at all?
Only if we can manage to get a cross-party group of backbenchers, including Conservatives as well as Liberals, SNP, Labour, to have the strength to just restrain the Prime Minister and say it's not a carte blanche for her. This is Parliament. It's been given the role by the Supreme Court, and we are trying to make sure that there is a much more measured approach to leaving the EU, not the kind of leap off the cliff version.
A number of Labour MPs have said that the reason they're taking the tack that they are is because you don't want a snap general election. If you voted down Article 50, there might be a snap general election and you'd lose very badly. Do you agree with that?
I personally think it's very odd if opposition MPs are ever saying we don't want an election. Mm. I wanted to have an election to get rid of a Conservative government, and we should have confidence enough to put our argument. So I don't really think that's a particularly strong argument. I think we are much better to talk about the things we believe in and that we want to change. And if we don't use this bill, this withdrawal from the EU legislation, to try and put our version of what is the safeguards that, working people need, then really we're not doing our duty.
Chris, thank you very much indeed. Chris Leslie, MP. So that three-line whip is not going that well. Chris is going to abstain.